Team, listen up. If you're tracking your fitness, body fat percentage is a far superior metric to BMI, especially for us endurance athletes. BMI just looks at weight and height, but it completely fails to distinguish between lean muscle mass and adipose tissue. While BMI can mislabel a heavily muscled triathlete as overweight, body fat percentage directly correlates with your actual health risks, hormone production, and physical performance. For most men, the optimal range sits right between 10 and 20%. That's your sweet spot, a balance that gives you visible muscle definition while protecting your long-term health and hormonal stability. To put that in perspective, the American Council on Exercise breaks male body fat down into clear categories. Essential fat at 2 to 5%, athletes at 6 to 13%, fitness at 14 to 17%, average at 18 to 24%, and obese at 25% or higher. Right now, the average American male sits at 28.1%, which places the majority of men squarely in the overweight category. Visually, you'll start to see abs peeking through around 11 to 15%. A four-pack typically shows up at 15 to 17%, and if you're chasing that fully defined six-pack with deep muscle separation, you're looking at 8 to 12%. Now, a quick reality check. Competition-level leanness, sitting between 3 and 6%, is completely unsustainable for most of us. That's territory reserved for brief contest preparations, not year-round training. Body fat distribution also plays a massive role in your health outcomes. Visceral fat, which is stored deep around your abdomen and internal organs, acts like a rogue organ. It secretes inflammatory proteins that directly increase your risk for cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. If your waist circumference hits 40 inches or more, that's your signal that visceral fat levels are dangerous and your health risks are elevated. On the flip side, extreme leanness below 5% is just as harmful. Your body needs that essential fat for hormone production, temperature regulation, and immune function. Dropping too low disrupts your sex hormones, weakens your immune system, and severely impairs your recovery between sessions. Furthermore, body fat and testosterone share a strict inverse relationship. Excess fat increases aromatase activity, which converts testosterone into estrogen. That process further suppresses testosterone production and actually promotes additional fat storage, creating a cycle we want to avoid. Accurately tracking body fat can be tricky because of daily fluctuations in water retention and body mass. If you want clinical precision, dual energy X-ray absorptiometry, or DXA, is the gold standard. It offers an incredibly tight error margin of just plus or minus 0.5 to 1%, and it gives you detailed visceral fat data. For those of us training on the road, skinfold calipers and bioelectrical impedance scales are more accessible, but they're less accurate. You're looking at error margins of 3.5 to 5%, and those numbers are heavily influenced by operator skill and your hydration status. Visual estimation against reference photos is a practical alternative for daily tracking, though most men tend to underestimate their levels. A good rule of thumb: add a 50% margin of error to your visual guess to get closer to reality. Regardless of the method you choose, consistency is absolutely key. Take your measurements under identical conditions, ideally in the morning after an overnight fast, so you can track genuine trends over weeks rather than obsessing over daily noise. When it's time to dial in your target body fat percentage, it comes down to three non-negotiable pillars: nutrition, resistance training, and protein intake. A moderate calorie deficit of 300 to 700 calories per day is your most effective approach. That yields roughly 1 pound of fat loss per week, without triggering the metabolic slowdown or extreme hunger that comes with aggressive dieting. And resistance training is mandatory. Lifting weights 2 to 3 times a week preserves that lean muscle mass and keeps your resting metabolic rate firing on all cylinders. To support that training volume, you need to consume at least 1.3 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily, distributed evenly across your meals. Finally, let's bury the myth of spot reduction once and for all. Your genetics dictate where fat is stored and where it's lost, meaning targeted ab exercises will never melt away belly fat. Fat loss occurs systemically, moving through the bloodstream. Your goal should be a sustainable lifestyle that maintains a healthy body fat percentage, prioritizes muscle preservation, and completely avoids the hormonal and metabolic pitfalls of chasing an unnaturally lean physique. Train smart, stay consistent, and let's get to work.